My New Year's wish is that 2017 will be as musically important as 1977. Though you wouldn't know it from looking at that year's Billboard Hot 100 chart, an undercurrent of experimentation and subversion suddenly changed our musical space. Just like now, music was in a stagnant place in 1976, safe and predictable. The Vietnam War was finally over, and rock was no longer an instrument of social change. The most popular band was Kiss. Funk had given way to disco, and country music had become a place of rhinestones and big hair. As final proof that pop had lost its way, consider Muskrat Love by Captain and Tennille. The time was ripe for a counterculture revolution. Punk rock had been an eccentric curiosity for a few years, but 1977 was its blaze of glory. The Ramones put out their two best albums, and the Sex Pistols managed to release theirs before they flamed out. Punk never made a dent in the top 10, but its raw anti-everything message suddenly made change necessary. 1977 saw first releases by The Clash, Talking Heads, Devo, The Police, Television, The Jam, and Elvis Costello. Pop shattered into splinters. New wave, no wave, power pop, new romantic, synth pop. Bands like The Stooges were acknowledged as proto-punk. Ska made a comeback. David Bowie and Iggy Pop each made two groundbreaking albums. Unifying all this was a spirit of experimentation, intellectualism, and an acknowledgement that rock should reflect our culture. All the things I hope happen to music in 2017.
Support for this podcast comes from Carson Bank, member FDIC, one block west of Oliver on Douglas, serving the business and banking needs of the Wichita area for 130 years, now offering Android, Apple, and Samsung Mobile Pay. Carson Bank, we will always be here.
Fletcher Powell here along with Mark Foley as we welcome you into musical space. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Fletcher. How you doing?
Great. And let's take a look at some of these groups that you're talking about, especially along the punk lines. Some of these groups that really just kind of kicked down the door and changed music in 1977.
It's just amazing what happened. It just all happened so fast. You want to start with the Ramones?
Yeah, of course.
Because that's kind of where it all starts. They were a New York band, and let me just say this. Punk started in New York City, not London. If there's anything that I can get across today, it's that punk started in New York City. And this is the band that really pretty much underlined that.
We'll take the angry letters from London.
Right. So the Ramones, Teenage Lobotomy, from their album Rocket to Russia. It's their third album. But I think their biggest one, and in my opinion, their best one, too.
Going from the Ramones, you say punk started in New York City, not London, but let's now go and take a look at a British group, at least, The Clash.
Yeah, let's not diminish all the great punk that came out of England. The Clash, I think, the best of the whole crop. This is their very first single, which came out in 1977, White Riot.
I know why.
So, talking a lot about punk rock, yeah, but also kind of stepping to the side of punk rock, there were plenty of groups coming out with all sorts of interesting music. Television, definitely one of those.
Yeah, now that we've talked about punk rock, now we can talk about all the great things that happened because punk rock happened, and that's kind of my thesis here. Television, one of my favorite bands from this era. This album, Marquee Moon, came out in 1977. Television was the first rock band to play CBGB.
Huh.
So CBGB, what does that stand for? CBGB means country, bluegrass, and blues. Nothing to do with punk rock. But I think it was the lead singer of the Modern Lovers who went to them and said, hey, can we do some punk shows here? And so they did it. And they allowed this to happen. And Television was the first band to do it. And CBGB became the place where every punk band had to play. Hesitating. Talking Heads, one of my favorite bands of all time, they played CBGB and they put out their first album in 1977. It's called 77. Now we've got bands that are influenced by kind of the minimalism and raw power of punk, but they don't wear leather and safety pins and they don't have spiky hair. So that's what people started calling new wave, right? So Talking Heads, I think, probably one of the quintessential new wave bands. This is one of my favorite songs from that album, The Book I Read.
Talked about a number of groups that I think people remember, the Ramones, the Clash, Talking Heads, a group that seems to have been forgotten by a lot of people, but really shouldn't have been, Wire.
Yeah, Wire, just an amazing band. They just came up with some sounds that no one else has done before or since. Their first album came out in 1977 called Pink Flag. This is a song called Three Girl Rumba. You might recognize the song from a sample that came later in the 90s.
As we jump way outside of punk rock or really anything else I can think of, let's talk about Devo.
Devo, an amazing band. If you don't know Devo, you should check them out. Much more than just their music, they have a whole culture around themselves. They have a manifesto around themselves. They have an aesthetic of, shall I say it, documenting the downfall and de-evolution of the human race.
Hence the name, Devo.
Right, uh-huh, yeah. Devo is short for de-evolution. This is their very first single, Mongoloid, which came out in 1977.
And then you mentioned a couple of major artists who came out with more than one album in that same year, 1977. First off, Iggy Pop.
Right, Iggy Pop. This is a chicken or egg thing, right? Did Iggy invent punk, or did punk invent Iggy? I don't know. I mean, he was doing amazing, really, really hard rock way before punk rock was born. But then punk rock came out and kind of validated what he did. He was having some life issues, shall we say. But I think punk was really a shot in his arm and just kind of made his career. David Bowie rescued him from some mental institution somewhere. And they came out with two albums in 1977. This is the tune Lust for Life on the album Lust for Life.
Definitely, I think their tune, most people will recognize Lust for Life from Iggy Pop. You mentioned also that David Bowie came out with two albums that same year, that Iggy Pop came out with two albums.
Right, yeah, this is the beginning of Bowie's Berlin phase. He's always remaking himself, right? So he's turning away from the glam rock thing that he was doing and kind of acknowledging punk rock and, you know, the raw honesty of it. And came out with three albums in Berlin, two of them in 1977, Low and Heroes. The tune Heroes, you know, that one actually charted. But the first one, Low, is an amazing amalgamation of electronic experimentalism and just really some sounds that no one's ever heard before. So it's kind of a seminal album for me. This is a song called Speed of Life.
And we'll take it out there with Speed of Life from David Bowie. As always, Mark, thank you so much for being here for Musical Space.
Thank you, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.